It's not the worst thing in the world to be single. Except during the holidays when, honestly, it ranks right up there. Think about it. Holiday parties, work functions, family gatherings, they're all easier to take when you've got someone with you. It's also the time of year you want to have someone special to get gifts for. And then, of course, there's New Year's Eve. Well, you could just sit there and cry into your eggnog, or you could do something. This holiday season, how about getting yourself a gift? The gift of companionship and fun and maybe even love with It's Just Lunch. The expert matchmakers at It's Just Lunch make dating easy. They'll arrange fun dates with someone you'll be excited about. And they're even there to give you a few dating pointers in case it's been a while and your game's a little rusty. It's Just Lunch also makes a perfect holiday gift for someone else. I'll bet you know exactly who I mean. It's Just Lunch, the smart way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
Want to sit front row at the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash? Show your Pepsi spirit and take a selfie with your favorite Pepsi product and post to Instagram hashtag Pepsi Jingle Bash entry at B96 Chicago for your chance to win 4 front row tickets and an artist meet and greet or one of 10 pairs of tickets to the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash is Thursday, December 7th at the Allstate Arena. Starring Taylor Swift, Backstreet Boys, Fifth Harmony, Khalid, Logic, and Sabrina Carpenter. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash. Take out the Pepsi. Must be age 18 or older to enter.
Right now, during the Hyundai Black Friday sales event, we're tagging Hyundai cars and SUVs with some of our biggest savings of the season. Hurry into your local Hyundai dealer today and take advantage of these special Black Tag offers on select vehicles like the Tucson, the Sonata, the Santa Fe Sport, and more. They're loaded with the latest tech and safety features and backed with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. It's all part of America's best warranty. Get an early start on your Black Friday shopping and find the perfect Hyundai tagged at just the right price. Head over to your local Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com today and see why saving big on a Hyundai is the new black. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. The Hyundai Black Friday sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, lease a Tucson for only $139 a month or an Elantra for just $149 a month. Stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248-1585. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. Offers end November 30th.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. I know you're busy taking care of business and all, but seriously, you need to know about all the Cyber Week deals at Office Depot Office Max. All week long, get up to 60% off select furniture and seating and 50% off a wireless Epson printer. Just $49.99. Plus even more Cyber Week deals at OfficeDepot.com. Go ahead. You deserve it. Office Depot, Office Max.
Taking care of business.
Offers end 12/2 while supplies last.
Here's a plot.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Mark Rohde. Coach Collins and the Cats are back at Allstate Arena tomorrow when they tip off Big Ten play against the Illinois Fighting Illini at 8 p.m. to purchase tickets. Please visit nusports.com. Danny Trevathan was back in Bears practice today, albeit limited, but his first real work since injuring his calf muscle a few weeks ago against New Orleans. Apology accepted. Nikola Mirotic and Bobby Portis of the Bulls are cool.
Bobby and me and all the team is doing what we're supposed to do, being both professional. You know, and I think we so far doing good.
It is not completely clear, though, whether or not Mirotic has spoken to Portis directly. Mirotic was evasive over that line of questioning. And Mirotic admitted he still needs a few more full-force practices before he will actually suit up and play ball for the Bulls. Blackhawks host Dallas tomorrow after a 3-2 loss to Nashville last night. College football, Purdue head coach Jeff Brohm is attracting interest from Tennessee to be their new head coach, that according to ESPN's Chris Lowe. And baseball, Boston Red Sox raising their hands for the White Sox, Jose Abreu, interested, according to John Heyman of FanRag Sports. This scoreboard update is being brought to you by Webb Chevy. Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. I'm Mark Rohde, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Bob Arcus. Ryan Pace understands exactly what's going on. He hasn't fired John Fox, obviously, but assumes that that may be necessary afterwards and has already begun to prepare a ready list of names, and that they don't see Vic Fangio as a head coaching candidate. And if you're not going to consider him when the job becomes open, then it would probably not be that wise to give him a 3 or 4 game audition, because if he did really well and you didn't want to have to keep him, you'd just be backing yourself into a corner. So,
but why not? What don't they see in him?
I don't know, Dan. And I've said all along, I said last year, I think he'd make a hell of a head coach. There's a lot of things that I like about him, but no other teams have seen it either.
I thought maybe he would be a part of the next tenure or the next regime. Is that ruled out as well?
According to our sources, it is, Jason.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. You can also check us out if you like to watch things.
Hello.
If you like to be a voyeur.
Hi.
Watch 670thescore.com, Facebook.com.
I'm fine.
All the people are in there.
Not
in the Facebook
really chat.
You're fine. You're good. You're good. You look good yesterday. I hadn't seen you for 4 days. You look good. You looked intact.
Yesterday was a good day.
The family looked good. Chris Tannehill looks good. Shane Reardon looks good. You can get a peek at those two on the other side of the glass as well.
This world, this whole, you get on Twitter by 8:30, the world's on fire. Just completely on fire.
With the random Wang showings?
Just everything. It's just all of it. And then.
And welcome to Random Wang Showing. I'm your host, Matt Lauer.
Garrison Keillor?
I've seen Garrison Hurst before.
Garrison, you're 75, man.
What does that mean? You can't show it?
What are you doing?
Yeah, this is.
What are you doing?
This is a tip for the fellas out there. Find someone that wants to see it.
Right. That's okay
That's okay with seeing it, and then show it to that person repeatedly.
Or not. Or once even.
like you don't. You know. Or have the other person come up to you and ask to see it, you know?
No, news from Lake Wobegon.
And then maybe you're in a Terry Crews situation where you're just walking around with your lady and people are just grabbing your package.
You got no idea how often that happens to me.
Yeah,
just walking outside,
guys, just a little.
Not guys, no.
Oh well,
no.
Well, ladies,
yeah.
That's what keeps happening to you, huh, Shane?
Yeah.
Well, ladies keep walking up to you and grabbing you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you need to talk to somebody about that.
No, it's all
right. That's assault, brother.
Right.
Don't stand by that. You kidding me? It's equal time out here.
Hey,
it's like socks column inches.
Very interesting little brewing between our newspapers here. A little shot being fired here. If you just missed
make me do something here.
Well, this is a tweet from the Chicago Bulls, their verified Twitter account. And this says, answer 4 questions about last night's game and you can win a courtside experience at an upcoming game. And even shadow Chicago Tribune reporter Casey Johnson for a game. And Tribune and Casey Johnson are tagged in the Bulls' official tweet. Well, in swoops Sun-Times sports editor Chris DeLuca.
With zero subtweeting.
Zero. He retweets it with the comment, hashtag, Bulls are connecting with a beat writer on an in-house contest. Terrible look for at KCJ Hoop. That's Casey Johnson here. Hashtag objectivity. A little newspaper fight. I was raised old school, and my belief would be that a newspaper probably shouldn't be partnering with a team on something like that. I understand it's probably innocuous and it doesn't necessarily mean that there's going to be any sort of change in coverage. But from a corporate perspective, I was always taught to avoid things like that.
Agreed. There are many reasons why the Bulls aren't happy with me.
Oh,
because of things.
Are we going to do this now?
Because of things that I know that have happened. And it's along that line. So You know,
and I understand nebulous relationships and yeah, favors
without
and
question.
Sources and the way
I'll let this slide if you wet my beak on the other end.
I've been there when some people are offering some horse trading where everybody benefits, and most importantly, the answer is because you're working for the reader, the listener, the viewer.
You're trying to get the story.
Right.
And if the story comes to you, you may not question how it came to you.
Or if someone says, you're going to get the story,
right,
but you can't tell it yet.
Right.
When the time comes, it's going to be you, but you got to embargo this for now and or wait on this. There is horse trading that goes on, but I think I agree with Chris DeLuca that it's given an opportunity to avoid something like that.
You probably should.
I mean, the average reader probably doesn't care. It probably doesn't even know about such invisible right. walls and standards, but... It's still something.
Shop talk.
It matters to me.
Yeah, yeah. I'm cool with KC. Cool with Joe Cowley. Cool with Vincent Goodwill. I respect all the work that those guys do. I do know for a fact, though, that on the way out, Dwayne Wade was instructed to talk to KC Johnson and not anybody else with the terms of his buyout being linked to that.
The terms of his buyout were linked to him only talking to KC?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, so the Bulls can keep running around and acting like everything's on the up and up.
That's news.
And acting like there's things out there that certain people don't know about. But, yeah, they can keep running from show to show to show. I know these things, and these things keep coming to me. One would say from the horse's mouth.
Hmm.
So... You know, this is why I slam the Bulls the way I do, because they are a shell of the organization that I, one, used to cover, and two, used to be a fan of. Still a fan. I'm never going to not be a fan of the Bulls, but the last, I'd say, 8-9 years made it pretty tough with the way that they've handled themselves.
So were you the only person that he was told not to talk to?
No.
Okay. So there were as terms of his buyout, the Dwayne Wade buyout.
You want to make sure that you talk to somebody in particular, and Dwayne's not going to mess his money up. That'd be stupid, right?
But there was no non-disclosure or non-disparagement agreement that said he couldn't tell you that he wasn't allowed to. He was allowed to tell you that he wasn't allowed to talk to you.
Oh, this isn't from Dwayne. This is from people very, 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 okay. very, 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 very close to Dwayne.
Mm-hmm.
Very close.
Okay.
Who wanted it known that this is some BS and this is how this front office gets down.
That's pretty rinky-dink
petty.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Bush League.
You don't even trust a guy to tell a story?
Well, what story he was going to tell?
Didn't make him sign an NDA instead of doing that. If I mean that's so simple, you could
still fax machines and flip phones up
you just
there,
do,
man.
Like, do an NDA
that
and a non-disparagement.
That organization.
That's common. Those things are that's boilerplate stuff. Instead of saying, "Hey, by the way, when you talk to the media, talk to this guy instead of this guy."
Yeah.
Wow.
So I hope the next time that they choose to dodge this show, somebody asks them about that too. Along with the Gar Forman contract extension.
Which will be known when?
Oh, that's not going to be known. They're going to keep that on the under.
Okay.
You're just going to hear Gar still around for 2-3 more years. Yeah. I got dirt on you, doggy. Please believe it. Please believe it. That's why they talk just spicy enough, and then they keep it moving. Just enough. Just a little dash. You know, Tony Chechery's little something, so little Lowry's. They don't overseason the meal when it comes to me. They know what's up.
Wow. This segment brought to you by Meijer. Starting it tomorrow at the Meijer 3-day sale. If you spend $100 or more, you get a $10 off coupon to use next week. See all the great deals and low prices at Meijer.com.
And this is the thing, too. I don't know that KC knew that before he talked to Dwayne. So I'm not saying that KC was
like in on planning.
Exactly. No,
right.
Not at all.
Right.
KC was doing his job, you know. But the Bulls, just slimy enough. But, you know, they can operate the way they want to operate, because everyone will continue to sing Only the Bulls and go hang out, like you said, dinner theater. Everything's gravy. They've started things over as if like they put masks on, by the way. like it's not John Paxson.
It's a new general manager, Smart Smorman.
Wait a minute. That's I see you.
You're just Garth Foreman with a paper mask on. I'm not. I'm Smart Smorman.
I see you. That's you.
No, it isn't.
Yeah. So yeah. Yeah. That's just how they choose to get down these days.
Okay.
Yeah. When they slap Dwayne on the wrist, I got several emails that they would hope wouldn't get out.
Have you saved them?
Yes, I have. Kidding me? I got you guys' roast saved. You think I wouldn't save them, those emails?
Can I see them?
Maybe.
Awesome.
Maybe. Yeah, about leadership roles and conversations and lying to players, all those other things. Yeah, they know what's up.
Paper trail.
Oh, they're dumb. Don't get it twisted. They are stupid. As stupido.
Yeah, if you're bad at it.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Okay.
They are. Somebody's got to tell them, man. The man has no paper. He has no evidence. These dudes, I mean, they've been operating like this for a while. People think I go off because it's some kind of radio bit. They operate as if you're stupid, and then they run around town trying to front on you like you don't have the information sitting in your hands. I've had this for weeks, by the way, just waiting for them to, you know, come on. Just waiting for them. Been very quiet. They go up and down the dial, running up, running this way and that way. Like, you don't play like you're dumb out here. People know exactly how you're getting down. People know what you're doing behind the scenes. The people that cover you every single day have questioned you to your face, and you lie to them every chance you get. Yeah, you want to talk about it? The toughest fandom right now is to be a Bulls fan, by far. Hell, a Sox game, you can go out there and hang out for a night. Nice weather, summer, you know.
Great food.
Great food. You know, got a bleep ton of prospects coming up.
They're also, again, the transparency involved is where Rick Hahn is saying, here's what we're doing, and here's why we're doing it, here's how we're doing it, and be a part of it.
That's it. Not this, all right, well, I guess I'm going to have to just have to pull my sleeves up and get my hands dirty again with this old basketball team. Yeah, move out of the way, Gar. I'm ready to take these questions again. Man, if anybody else in the NBA has pulled what these dudes have pulled over the last few years, everyone would have been fired.
He's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. In case you didn't know, you are listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show, 312-644-6767. We have a lot of football coming your way and talking a little bit of basketball right now. And even if you were listening carefully, you heard some hockey talk.
Yeah, you did.
Didn't you?
Yeah, at the bottom of the hours. We'll do it on the 8s.
Hockey talk on the 8s?
Yes, that's when we'll do it.
Yeah, they've just, you know what, the Blackhawks, they've got to get faster.
That's a little different than tighter.
They're not fast enough. They have too many slow guys.
I thought Johnny T was eating kale and spinach and
get faster.
Dropping weight and
these other teams like bing 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 yeah. bing bing bing. You know, yeah. It's like the
Fatty Siebes.
It's old.
Fatty Siebes. He's who's the big dude? Was it Toronto and Pittsburgh who got just chided for years for being a big dude? Like, pie, moon-faced. Is it Phil Kessel? Is that the dude?
Phil Kessel is.
Yeah, and he's like, I don't care, I'm fat, I'm going to score 25 goals no matter what.
Part of the I'm Fat podcast.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm waiting for that thing to get off the ground. Brent Seabrook last night was like, all right, I'm really not going to make it to this puck. So it is, you know, throw it blindly up the boards. Oh, it's in the back of the net. Brandon Saad, I'm sorry. I made you look bad on that one. It made it look like that was your turnover. My apologies, Brandon. I'll get back to doing whatever the hell I do. When are you guys going to put me next to Keith again? When the playoffs starting? I need a sandwich. coach. Like, you can see all that go through his head in the matter of 20 seconds last night as I'm watching Preds, Blackhawks. The Predators acting like that's a playoff game, too, by the way. The crowd, everyone in there.
That's how they always are, though.
Really?
They're always at 11.
Every game is like that?
Did you see the playoffs last
year? That's what I'm saying, the playoffs.
I know, it's like every shift.
The end of November. I'm asking you if Nashville's is lit like that every night.
Somebody tell LeBron it's not the playoffs, too, by the way. Somebody tell him, I know he is, and he knows better. He knows better than this. Like, you want to sit down and say,
put him in the room. Yeah, hey, what are you doing?
Exactly.
Why are you playing so much?
I want to think that I can trust your judgment, but what are you doing, LeBron? It's November.
You're looking at your watch.
Yeah,
like,
it's November, man.
Come on, bro.
You're 32 or 33. It's November. What are you doing?
You don't want to see those nights off at the end of the season because you're doing this foolishness.
Stop it. A rolling ankle or something. Bernstein and Goff on the score.
And now another score 25th anniversary moment.
I got to tell you, how do you like Cutler now? All week you guys blasting him in the media and Mora saying this and March saying this about Cutler. How do you like him now? I'm going to tell you something. That's a real legitimate quarterback.
The score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and The Blind Barber, located on Fulton Market in Chicago.
Aren't you lucky? Yes, you are. You don't have to answer that. It's a rhetorical question. I know you're lucky because Cameron Hughes has extended the Cyber Monday offer for the entire week just for you, and these fantastic wines are in limited quantity, so this is going to be your best chance of the year to jump in and get 30% off and free shipping on a case and free gift bags. I don't know if I can remember a time where there have been this many high-end Cabernets that he's had going at once. Whether you like the Washington State style or just the classic Napa, there are all kinds of cabs for the discerning wine lover, and these are triple-digit bottles of wine from top-end manufacturers, top-end winemakers that are going for $30 a bottle, $25 a bottle, $35 a bottle, and now you're getting 30% off and free shipping on a case. So if you want wine for gifts, if you want wine for yourself to put on your rack and to sit there for 10, 15 years, some of these have the kind of structure and the kind of quality that's how long we're talking about they can last in your cellar. Do this now. Go to chwine.com. Stock up for the holidays. Stock up for gifts. Shop around and use the code Dan when you check out. chwine.com. It's Cyber Week. 30% off and free shipping on a case. This offer is going to expire on Friday. You really don't want to miss it. So shop for wine. Read some of the descriptions. Watch some of the videos. If you are serious about really good wine and you know a good value, you're going to appreciate the wines that you're going to get from Cameron Hughes. chwine.com. Enter code Dan.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Of all the things that I thought that I'd be talking about on Wednesday in late November, this is the very last thing. New York Giants announced they're benching Eli Manning. Wait, what? Even saying it out loud does not seem to make sense. You're sitting Eli Manning so you can get a look at Geno Smith, the same Geno Smith who the Jets kicked to the curb, the same Geno Smith who threw 34 picks in 30 games. You just benched a guy with 210 straight starts for a guy who missed a team meeting in San Diego because he got, quote, messed up by time zones. If you need to evaluate Davis Webb, on some level I get that, but there's a right way and a wrong way to handle it, and this is all wrong. You need to evaluate Smith. He's not good at football. That's your evaluation. A franchise that is known for almost always doing the right thing got this one all wrong. I'm Jim Rome.
Sundays on CBS, they face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction? We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinions. You're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
Yes, yes, yes!
Let out your inner child.
at the Lexus December to Remember sales event with some of the best offers on our most versatile models.
Lease the 2017 RX350 for $399 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Experience amazing at your Chicago area and Northwest Indiana Lexus dealer. Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease offer and pricing details. Not all customers will qualify. Offer valid in the Lexus Central area only and ends November 30th, 2017.
Want to sit front row at the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash? Show your Pepsi spirit and take a selfie with your favorite Pepsi product and post to Instagram hashtag Pepsi Jingle Bash entry at B96 Chicago for your chance to win 4 front row tickets and an artist meet and greet or one of 10 pairs of tickets to the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash is Thursday, December 7th at the Allstate Arena. Starring Taylor Swift, Backstreet Boys, Fifth Harmony, Khalid, Logic, and Sabrina Carpenter. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash. Break out the Pepsi. Must be age 18 or older to enter.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I think what you saw against Philadelphia was not a talent gap. It was a talent chasm. There's no jumping that one.
No, it's the Grand Canyon and you need to
know. It was worse than the Grand Canyon. There are parts of it that maybe you could jump with a motorcycle, maybe.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, this is Kyle Long, offensive lineman for the Chicago Bears. And around here, we all play in some tough conditions. But Ford trucks are even tougher, because Ford F-150 is the only truck with a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body, so it's lighter and faster, and it'll never rust. Plus, it's bolted to a high-strength steel frame for a solid foundation. Now that's a winning formula, and every other truck is history. Ford F-150, official truck of the NFL and your Chicago Bears.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
There's a lot of, you know, basic quarterbacking things that he has to learn. And unfortunately, he has to learn on the job. And you don't get a lot of years to figure it out. Hopefully, by the third season is when you begin to see some development from him. It's going to take that long. He's miles away.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. I know you're busy taking care of business and all, but seriously, you need to know about all the Cyber Week deals at Office Depot Office Max. All week long, get up to 60% off select furniture and seating and 50% off a wireless Epson printer, just $49.99. Plus even more Cyber Week deals at OfficeDepot.com. Go ahead. You deserve it. Office Depot Office Max.
Taking care of business.
Offers end 12/2 while supplies last.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Can you coach it to closer proximity to a Super Bowl? To me, it's not about the record. That's all I ever say with every game, every transaction, every outcome. Regardless of the record of the team, are you closer to winning a championship? And if Mitchell Trubisky is good, the answer is yes.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
He just says he's done. Welcome back. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Watch 670thescore.com. This show, has not only been nominated for a Grammy in the Best Rap Album category, but we're here with you until 6 o'clock. Shout out to you guys yesterday on Giving Tuesday once again for helping out the One Step Camp kids. $25,000 got raised. $25,000 of it will be matched. The entire thing is going to be matched.
Already was. Nice. So, yep, that came in, and that was the start of our big push toward the end of the year to send 120 kids to camp. But to get that knocked out on day one was... really, really special.
And if you're still in the giving spirit, as I pull up a chair to you, the Jackson Chance Foundation, Jace's birthday is coming up. My son's birthday is coming up on the 16th of December. He's going to be one. And we have told everyone who is coming to hang out with him, don't bring us plastic, you know, filled junk over and over and over again. I don't want to load up the truck with everybody's little stupid toys that I'll be stepping on every single day. I'd rather... you donate to the Jackson Chance Foundation. And if you haven't heard me talk about them before, the Jackson Chance Foundation is named after a young boy who passed away at the age of 10 months old. Now, I've met both of his parents who are the heads of the foundation. And what it is for NICU families who have to make that crazy, crazy decision of, do I go see my baby or do I worry about the money that I'm spending for parking? And for all the people who want to text and say, oh my God, Northwestern and Lurie's, those people are charging for parking those animals. No, no, no. If you don't know about the city, most of the parking in this city is privatized. So it doesn't have anything to do with the hospital. And when Jace was in the hospital for 30 days, we missed one day. And it wasn't because of money. It was just because we were worn out and we felt awful about it. So for 30 days, we paid anywhere from $15 to $25 a day to go see our baby, especially when Nicole was still in recovery. You know, I would valet so she wouldn't have to walk up too many steps, walk up the escalator and do all those things. So there are families out there who aren't as fortunate as we are, who have babies in the NICU, who they have to think, all right, am I going to spend $300 a month, $400 a month on seeing the baby, or should I see the baby 2 weeks at a time? And that kind of thinking is something that Jackson Chance wants to eradicate, because just as much as the medical services are needed, that time with your baby is necessary. The skin to skin contact and all the things that premature babies are vital to their development, to their growth. Well, Jackson Chance helps out, because what they do is they provide parking passes for families who need that help. So what you can do is you can go to my pinned tweet at Jason1Golf. It's on Facebook as well. 5, 10, 15, 20, doesn't matter. Anything helps. I believe $15 secures a parking pass for a day, for an entire day, for a family to hang out with their babies. And if you've ever been to the NICU, those people are doing God's work. Sahadev Sharma's wife actually took care of Jace on many a night, and I did not know it until Jace left, because, you know, you want to make sure that, you know, you're keeping everything as professional as possible. But Andrea and Tiffany and all the ladies over there, they helped us out so much, and they are helping out families over there. It's just, you don't see as many families as you think you would see with their babies 24 hours a day, because the parking is such a deal. It's such an ordeal for a lot
of people.
I didn't
even really consider that. So, so to find information on the Jackson Chance Foundation,
JacksonChance.org is where you go. You just go ahead and type that in. And if you want to donate in Jace's name, hey, it's pinned at the top of my Twitter feed, and you can donate in the name of Jace on his first birthday. We'll be tallying everything up. I put it up there on Facebook a couple of days ago. Hope Zawoski, you know, my guy Shane over here, everybody just started donating, and we got some money raised very early before I even rolled this thing out. So thank you to anybody who chooses to do so. We appreciate you and the Boys and Bernstein and the Bernstein and Golf listeners, the afternoon show listeners, for years have been very charitable and very giving of their time and their money. This is another venture where we appreciate you do so as well.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Join homegrown head basketball coach Chris Collins and the Wildcats in Rosemont this season as the Cats bring Big Ten basketball to Allstate Arena December 1st. The Cats host Illinois at 8 p.m. Season tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. And coming soon, Nikola Mirotic and Bobby Portis playing basketball together for the Bulls. For today, Mirotic accepted Portis's apology for punching him in the face at practice from a couple months back.
We are teammates. We are in the same team and obviously we are fighting for this team, you know, and we bought going to do what we need to do, you know, to make it work.
Mirotić complimented the coaching staff and front office for having his back throughout the ordeal. One of the Bears' best defenders was back in practice today, Danny Trevathan, easing in to test out his calf muscle. The White Sox, Jose Abreu, is attracting attention around Major League Baseball in terms of a potential trade, with the Red Sox reportedly pushing their way to the front of the line for the services of the slugging first baseman. Lot of Dallas for the Blackhawks in their near future. Host the Stars tomorrow at Dallas on Saturday. Breaking news on the Score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. I'm Mark Rohde, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
Welcome back.
So Tennessee still doesn't have a coach.
No, they don't have a coach.
There's rumors out there.
You got to check in with Clay Travis, apparently.
Well, that he's talking himself in circles about what's going on with Jeff Brohm. First he had him. He's like, well, I said this, but then they talked to the chancellor. I guess the lesson is you can have whatever list of names you want, but right now, do you want to go coach there? Do you want to? I mean, it would have to be a lot of money. A lot to deal with that.
A lot of money, and also you telling the boosters, hey, when I touch down, you can't be on the sideline. Yeah, Suge Knight, you're not all in the videos. Come on, the death row. You got to be careful because boosters matter in every football powerhouse. They matter. You got to shake those guys' hands. You got to go to the dinners. You got to do all that stuff. And the guys who don't last long, even with success, when you see a team is successful and a guy's like, oh, you know, he's not a Michigan man or he's not a USC man, it's because he didn't want to play the game with those people.
It's like all the John Gruden stuff. Why in God's name would John Gruden want to be glad-handing some drunken billionaire? Why did he want to? He wants to sit in a room and break down film.
Right.
He wants
I think
to.
He's got his perfect year.
Why? Why would John Gruden want to be on airplanes, going on recruiting visits, and sitting in living rooms and doing all of that, and going to speaking at the Kiwanis clubs? I mean, really? Why would John Gruden want to do that?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. College coaches are a special breed, basketball or football, because you have to. You have to placate and mess around and sometimes lower yourself to levels that you just feel awful about.
Not just that.
But it's all in the name of winning.
Everybody's wearing a wire right now, too. That's the other thing. If you think that this FBI investigation is only basketball, come on.
It's not over. It's not close to being over.
Yeah, there isn't a conversation that you're having with a shoe company, with a high school coach, with a street agent, where somebody doesn't have like a giant carnation on their lapel.
Can you speak directly into my pen?
I like when people talk into the flower.
Because there's dudes sitting in a room right now just throwing darts at a map of college basketball, like, all right, where you want to go next, Phil? Big Sky Country. All right, let's throw it up there. We haven't. What's the place that Mike Miller used to play at? And high school basketball in Idaho is like the Cheese Castle or something like that.
Mike Miller?
Didn't Mike Miller play at some weird dome as a high school player? It was called like the
Fargo Dome.
No, it was like the Cheese
Dome.
Cheese Dome or something.
What?
It was something. It was something. All right. Like, these FBI dudes are just throwing. Why are you hope I'm wrong? Mike Miller played in some weird ass named high school gym, I think. Like the
Mitchell Corn Palace?
It's the Corn Palace. That's what it was.
The Cheese Dome.
It's actually cooler than Corn Palace.
I'm sorry. Ted Danson. He played at Ted Danson with the big mustache.
What do you think, guys? Corn Palace, Cheese Dome. Cheese Dome, Corn Palace. Let's go Corn Palace.
All right. But yeah, the FBI.
Mitchell, South Dakota, Corn Palace. I'm surprised I haven't called a game there. Frankly, I really am.
You're looking live.
It's a nice gym.
Yes. No, it's huge.
Yeah.
You thought I was. I threw you off with the cheese part. My bad.
No, fam. That place is really cool
something
looking.
A yellow food dome. Right.
The Banana Center.
Welcome to the Squash Pavilion. So, yeah, these dudes are just sitting around in a room throwing darts at a map saying, all right, where should we go next? Because the North Carolina thing really hasn't come home to roost the way I thought it would.
I mean, these college football coaches, too. And then there is a great piece by Pat Forty on Yahoo just calling out the disingenuous hypocrisy of this populist Tennessee uprising.
Oh.
Saying, you want Mike Gundy? When Mike Gundy was a guy who went out of his way to bring a sexual predator named Chris Collins onto his team.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Went out of his way. And this was almost prosecutorial, the way that Forty laid this out. You don't want this. You can't have any whiff of scandal. And he just basically proving that had nothing to do with Penn State. Had nothing to do with his treatment of players or Josh Freeman.
He just didn't like him.
He didn't like the guy. Mm-hmm. That's all. He didn't like the guy.
And that's not the reason why you shouldn't hire a guy.
And I wrote about it in depth today, you know, giving it some thought and a little more oxygen to some ideas that we discussed yesterday. I hope I'm wrong, but I fear that I'm not, about the dark places that these coaching searches are going to go. Because it's so funny. They hire firms like Korn Ferry and these other executive search firms that move at a glacial pace. And they say, yeah, we'll do all the vetting for you. We'll present a list of candidates. And what it does is it allows them a level of plausible deniability. When the press asks them, well, we can't say this. We're not involved. We've hired this group. There's all kinds of reasons why you hire the groups. But the fact is that self-appointed internet sleuths working is in these independent armies of anonymous whomevers, they can find out way more than these search firms in the blink of an eye. They're outflanking you.
Hack a couple files.
And that's the problem, is then you start with the doxing. Then you start with, here's this guy's wife's medical report. Right. And they can start scaring candidates away. They can start unleashing the craziest aspects of fandom on real people. They can start affecting real lives, because all fan bases are crazy, and fan bases increasingly are defined by the furthest reaches of their lunatic fringe. Whether it's the guy poisoning the trees at Auburn, whether it's some crazy person showing up, I mean, it's always that guy, and every fan base has a bunch of that guy who's unstable, potentially violent, and cares too much about the team.
Well, it's funny that you're mentioning this, because I was tweeting about this the other night, where like somebody was just very angry about some sports thing that I tweeted. Oh, the LeVar Ball stuff that I was tweeting about, where you know, during the LiAngelo China trip and Trump and all that other stuff. And I started tweeting about the human study that is the intersection that we deal with every day, 25 to 54-year-old males.
It's not a pretty study. Right.
And these are the people that are executing these kinds of things, especially now with the anonymity that Twitter and not so much Facebook, but all these social media platforms. I remember it just used to be hidden on message boards and forums and things like that.
Or the Barrett's Home Theater fax machine.
Right. Every year you get a fax where, you know, there's cut out letters from a magazine. You're like, all right, maybe we should turn this one over to CBS Security.
I remember there was a fax of a guy sending a fax on letterhead from his company, with all sorts of like racist stuff on it, you know, anti-Semitic racist screeds. So Matt Fishman picks it off the fax machine. And I said, you're going to run that into me? He goes, no, I've got something to do here. And he calls the number of the business. He asks for a manager. He says, I want to send you copies of what this employee just sent to this radio station. He just grabbed, he said, somebody else to answer phones for a little bit. I got something I got to do. And I was like, that's gangster stuff right there.
Yeah, damn right. Yeah. I mean, there are repercussions. People operate in the world of anonymity far too often, especially when it comes to public figures. I'm not saying Greg Schiano's a good guy or a great guy. I mean, he might be a bad guy. From all accounts, it seems like he's a bad guy. But what you've done now is you've not only changed the way your university has to go about things, you've changed now his career trajectory.
We're going to grab a couple phone calls on this and more, heading up to In Other News after the top of the hour. I've got a warning to some people. It's not quite anti-vaxxers, but there's some people who are getting what's deserved of them, and I have information for them because I don't want them to hurt their own children or anybody else because they're stupid. So we're trying to prevent some stupidity after the top of the hour on The Score.
Saturday night, live on The Score. Listen to the Ohio State Buckeyes battle the Wisconsin Badgers in the Big Ten Championship game. Our coverage starts at 6:45. The Big Ten Championship is on the line. Ohio State versus Wisconsin. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago Sports.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello. See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
It's easy to not think about your sheets because, you know, they're just sheets and they're on your bed and they're there and everything's fine. But you should think about it because you should have better sheets. It makes a big difference whether you have good ones or you have not so good ones. And here's your opportunity to get great ones from brooklinen.com. Maybe you're saying, I don't know anything about sheets. I don't know any of the buzzwords. I don't know what they should cost. Don't worry about it. You don't have to. Because you're going to be amazed at how inexpensive they are at brooklinen.com. And all you need to know are the colors and the patterns that you like or what your wife likes or what your husband likes. And then you get them. And you should get them right now from Brooklinen. You'll love them. I have them. They're great. And here's an exclusive offer just for you, just for listening. Right now, $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. And Brooklinen's so sure you'll love your new sheets, they're offering a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. No reason not to give these sheets a try for yourself or as a gift this holiday season. So give the gift of luxury sheets. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is by using promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. Promo code Dan. Brooklinen. These are the best sheets ever.
Hi, I'm Ron.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
Want to sit front row at the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash? Show your Pepsi spirit and take a selfie with your favorite Pepsi product and post to Instagram hashtag Pepsi Jingle Bash entry at B96 Chicago for your chance to win 4 front row tickets and an artist meet and greet or one of 10 pairs of tickets to the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash is Thursday, December 7th at the Allstate Arena. Starring Taylor Swift, Backstreet Boys, Fifth Harmony, Khalid, Logic, and Sabrina Carpenter. The B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash. Break out the Pepsi. Must be age 18 or older to enter.
Yes, yes, yes!
Let out your inner child at the Lexus December to Remember sales event with some of the best offers on our most versatile models.
Lease the 2017 RX 350 for $399 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Experience amazing at your Chicago area and Northwest Indiana Lexus dealer. Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease offer and pricing details. Not all customers will qualify. Offer valid in the Lexus Central area only and ends November 30th, 2017.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. I know you're busy taking care of business and all, but seriously, you need to know about all the Cyber Week deals at Office Depot Office Max. All week long, get up to 60% off select furniture and seating and 50% off a wireless Epson printer. Just $49.99. Plus even more Cyber Week deals at OfficeDepot.com. Go ahead. You deserve it. Office Depot Office Max.
Taking care of business.
Offers end 12/2 while supplies last.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I think what you saw against Philadelphia was not a talent gap. It was a talent chasm. There's no jumping that one.
No, it's the Grand Canyon, and you need to
know. It's worse than the Grand Canyon. There are parts of it that maybe you could jump on a motorcycle, maybe.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
We've both been very high on Mitch. No one can tell you what he is or isn't yet.
He's not a bust. He's not a shoe-in star.
No.
He looks like early versions of Jared Goff playing out way over his skis, who has a lot of problems.
I mean, this is what it looks like if he's a bust.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the B&G Show here on 670 The Score.
This segment's brought to you by Taco Bell. So easy to dip, so hard to put down. Rolled chicken tacos are back. Shredded chicken all rolled up with your choice of dips. Only at Taco Bell. In other news coming up at the top of the hour right now, it's Bill on Capitol Hill on The Score. Hey, Bill.
Hello, lads.
Hey. How's the Empire? Bill? Empire is on fire.
Things have gone pear-shaped everywhere. I appreciate your conversation about the ochlocracy down in Tennessee. And I share your fears. I think the difficulty is you're framing it as if, you know, it could set a precedence. It feels like that moment's already here, like we are in the doxing era.
Yeah.
And, you know, the I think there's only sort of two, there's only two things we can do is, number one, hope that the federales break up this whole college cartel anyway. I mean, and I think that there's legislation just introduced in the Hill this week that's going to break up a lot of the college monopolies in terms of student loans and the power they have, and so we can sort of root for that. But meanwhile, it seems to me it's incumbent on us individuals. We're in the doxing era. We're just going to have to simply evolve new rules and new etiquette that we're not going to look at this stuff. I mean, in the same
way. How do you do that, though, Bill?
Yeah, but how do we hold everybody to that standard? Yeah, yeah. All it takes is one or two that are bent on ill will and bad things and willing to act on it.
Because Twitter is a place where a lot of people go to see things burn anyway. Like, I mean, they're for all the news gathering and the GIFs or the GIFs and the videos and the memes and the kittens, there are people who are on Twitter just to see things be chaotic.
I agree. And look, listen, I mean, I'm a longtime anarchist, so like I'm listening to my own music being played back to myself, and I don't like it anymore. You know, in the same way that, you know, if you remember, like Erin Andrews had those pictures snapped of her, mm-hmm. and you know, there was sort of broad-based social taboo, like, let's not look at it. And we're going to have to figure something that out, like that out. Because I don't know. I mean, outside of an edict, I don't know. But it just feels like, you know, the moment we're in, it's already here. I mean, there's no precedent. There's no danger of a precedent being set in Tennessee. It's just following the precedent.
Great call as always, yeah, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
See, the thing I worry about.
I love Bill's calls, but they never make me feel good.
Well, that's why they're so good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. He doesn't leave you smiling. Yeah. He leaves you thinking. The thing that I worry about, if you go that route where it's, oh, just ignore it. There's going to be one booster who is in a room screaming something that everyone else isn't screaming. And when he or she is ignored, he or she will then take it to the message boards and have the minions and have the privates in that weird army go out there and do his or her bidding.
Yeah, the foot soldiers are sent out there.
If there's five of us in a room and arena. I feel like I'm the one that's being left out, my cash still spins. My money's still green. Guess what? I'm going to take it to the streets. I mean, that's the best way to sell an album in the 90s, right? Especially in the hip-hop, you know, genre. You get a street team. You get five people with a sign. You get people handing out your flyers. Get people, you know, letting people know where your concert is. That's what these dudes are doing.
Hey, this is just, that is clothing. Look what Tommy Hilfiger did when he was just hiring people to wear his stuff. And he said, look, you're going to wear a yellow denim suit.
Take pictures in it.
And you're going to walk around Times Square. You're like, there's a lot of stealth stuff going on. I mean, Nike's done some of that too, where they pick out trendsetters. They pick out people who they think are cool and just give them stuff.
The guerrilla marketing that Kanye did with throwing his Yeezus album up on sides of huge buildings and then having the city, you know, send police over there. And then all of a sudden you see a disturbance and it's everyone looking up at a sign of Kanye's album.
Did you see what Eminem did for his upcoming album Revival?
No.
He did like a fake prescription drug advertisement like in New York City, like on a huge billboard. Like the only tell was like the E in Revival was backwards. That was the only Eminem tell, but people who know Eminem could figure
December
that
out. 15th, right?
I think so, yeah.
I don't. Am I a bad guy, Tanny?
Nope, you're not. Whatever you're going to say, no, you're not.
I think I'm good. Like, I've seen you score 20,000 points. I don't want to see the Big Three championship game now. You know,
I got you.
Like, I'm good. And if you're still talking about doing bad things to your mom, I'm good on that. Like, your daughter's Haley's all grown. You're still one of the illest lyricists of all time.
One of the great freestylers.
Yeah, dude. He's one of those dudes that doesn't have to rap anymore. So I'm like, all right, you're good. Do you have a band like that where you're like, I don't need to hear any new music from you? Maybe it's more
new music. No,
might be like that more with rock and roll, probably, where it's like you can listen to all their old stuff and not have to anticipate any of their new stuff.
Rolling Stones.
They put out new stuff still?
How about Paul McCartney?
Really?
Paul McCartney's like is an album like every couple of years. Nobody knows any of the songs on there.
You guys just left them?
What are you going to do? You don't want to hear any of that. Nobody's
what do you mean you don't want to hear any of that? The guy still, he penned some great tunes.
It's Paul McCartney.
That's what I'm saying. Sir Paul, mister.
And Sir Paul's been putting out all kinds of new music for a long time.
And you're like,
the Rolling Stones, I actually heard over, it was a Jason Thomas on XRT. He said something. It was really tongue in cheek too, because they do on Black Friday, they do a Paint It Black Friday where it's like all Rolling Stones. And he said something like, "Yeah, we're gonna play some deep cuts too, like maybe even a Rolling Stones song made after 1981." I was like, wow.
Jerk. Jerry being a jerk. Wow. That's rough. He's getting Stacey King on just now.
I laughed out loud. I was like, okay. All right.
Listen to this from the 773. It's because M is white. No, I don't want to hear anything from Ludacris either.
One of the great voices in the history of hip hop.
Making his money in acting now.
You don't know me like
I just don't want to hear Eminem tell me, you know, like he's sad because pushed him out of the game. Like his style became taboo and he's got to live up to the bars that he spit before. I'm good on that, man. I want old man rap to be old man rap now. I want old man rap to be Jay-Z and these dudes telling me about business, giving me food for life in terms of, you know, how you should run things and handing down wealth, that kind of thing. I don't need to hear you talk about these things that you've been talking about for 20 years. That's just my take on it. In other news at the top of the hour.
So, I've got something. If you're a part of this fad movement, you're going to get what you deserve.
JJ Fad?
Because you're an idiot.
Okay.
And I also, remember when I have maybe someone that's upstaged LiAngelo Ball and his teammates for doing something really stupid in a foreign country and getting busted for it.
All right. Why it's good to be a brother named Willie, and how bad is quarterbacking really? I'm going to look back 10 years ago, week 13, and kind of make your eyes bleed and your ears bleed from hearing these names.
Lovely. That's in other news next on The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
The entire Bears organization is our fridge. It stinks. Everybody keeps waiting for it to, like, clean itself up.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It is inconvenient sometimes, especially during holiday season, to make that trip that you have to make to the post office. And you have to do it because you got to get out there and take care of everything you need and put postage and everything and weigh all your packages. But, no, you don't. Because there's stamps.com that is going to help you save time this holiday season. Maybe it's for your small business or just your side hustle that you got going at home. And stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your desk, right to your home. And importantly, it's on your time. It's open 24/7. You don't have to worry about taking time out of your day or one of your handful of employees taking time out of their day to go stand in a line. What you do with stamps.com is you buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, any class of mail. It's your own computer and printer. You just print it out, you slap it on, the mailman picks it up. And stamps.com makes it that easy. They send you a digital scale that automatically calculates exact postage and helps you decide the best class of mail every time, any day, anytime, always open. Stamps.com, that service right now, is part of a special offer for you, just for listening, a 4-week trial plus postage and a digital scale, and no long-term commitment. You want that? You should. Go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Dan. That's stamps.com. Enter Dan.
This is Sundays on CBS. They face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction? We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinions. You're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
Mom's on Thursday.
Oh my God, let's go!
Mom knows dating.
I now have self-esteem. Now I have zero tolerance for jerks, which means I'm going to die alone.
Mom knows honesty.
Rich people's problems are just as valid as poor people's problems.
What do you say we kill her, eat her, and steal her car?
And when it comes to comedy, Mom knows best.
You've become a good mom.
Thank you. I'm not going to say it back.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney.
I want more.
More is always better.
Mom, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Oh, hi, Al Dukes here.
Hi, I'm Jerry Recco.
And we host the what do we call the show?
Post-game, post-show, whatever.
Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Yeah, and what that is pretty much everything we didn't get to in the morning with Boomer.
No, this is mainly stories about urinals, rats, and porn studies.
A lot of male talk.
Yeah. Video games, body odors, manscaping.
So it really has nothing to do with Boomer.
Not really, no.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
So enjoy that.
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I think what you saw against Philadelphia was not a talent gap. It was a talent chasm. There's no jumping that one.
No, it's the Grand Canyon, and you need to...
It was worse than the Grand Canyon. There are parts of it that maybe you could jump on a motorcycle, maybe.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
We've both been very high on Mitch. No one can tell you what he is or isn't yet.
He's not a bust. He's not a shoe-in star.
No.
He looks like the early versions of Jared Goff playing out way over his skis, who has a lot of problems.
I mean, this is what it looks like if he's a bust.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only